amazing welcome to Buzzcocks!
Well, no, never really worked, no. I had a job for about 6 weeks, and that was just in order to get enough money to buy an amplifier. For the past 32 years, no, I've never had a job. Art society is more than what you're being sold. It's what you can create, it's what you can put into things. That's the exciting message of punk, is that you can change the world. Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
How's the Brighton Sea Air?
Buzzcocks, an unforgettable name.
An unforgettable name.
Yeah, and do you remain funny, guys?
Well, a sense of humour is always important.
Tonight in Brighton Coalition, you coming from Manchester. Does Brighton represent something special for you?
Well, Brighton's seaside. It's the, apart from Blackpool, it's a quintessential seaside town of Britain.
And the people, they are all smiling there.
Yes, I had some fish and chips before. And
They seem so happy.
And the seagulls were flying. I want you. I mean, we tend to get more people who've started listening to the band. A lot of our fans weren't even, well, we were just about born when we reformed in 1989. So we tend to get a lot more people, like second generation.
Yes, there are people to impress, new generation, but also old school fans. And if I can say, some of them are rather aggressive or possessive. You are their band.
Well, I don't think they need to be aggressive. Possessive's okay, but not when it gets to the point of aggression.
Are you an orgasmatic?
Orgasmatic? Yes, well, everyone is. I know you are, that's why you're smiling.
Inspiring a lot of musicians, and you did receive an award for it?
Yes, well, I mean, we've had two awards. We had a Mojo Award, and then there was one done by the sort of the business side of by the Indie Awards, which is all the promoters and independent side of the thing, rather than just the record companies. So yeah, so we have we've had two Inspiration Awards.
Yeah, and it's very great to be at the beginning and to be now still touring.
The fact that the people we've inspired have earned a lot more money than we have.
But that's inspiration and creation, which is the most important.
We'd like to swap that, but unfortunately they don't inspire us enough to make huge amounts of money.
About the do-it-yourself thing, do you think now it's a marketing thing?
No, I mean, this is something which everybody should try and do, no matter what you want to do. If you want to be a fashion designer, then don't try to get yourself into a fashion school or a fashion house, but just do the things that you want to do. Express yourself. But punk was about expression, about being an active participant in culture rather than being a passive consumer. It's more than what they sell you. Art, society is more than what you're being sold. It's what you can create, it's what you can put into things. That's the exciting message of punk, is that you can change the world. That philosophy is, I mean, in a postmodern world, there's no right or wrong, there's no God, there's no, you know, there's no one thing to believe in. So your philosophy has to be assembled, just like a piece of flat-pack furniture. You know, the ideas which you get. So flat pack philosophy is that you need to do the assembling in your own head to make sense of it all and to make a table or a chair or a bookcase.
It's very deep, eh?
Oh, yeah, very deep. Yeah, well, I mean, but all life is, but it's also, you can have a laugh while you're talking about it.
Yeah, it's a name.
If you're serious, you have to cry.
Yeah.
If you have to cry, then you're depressed. That's a different matter.
And it's the name of your last album, 2006?
Yes, 2006, yeah. I don't know what the next one's even coming.
And what is your favourite Sex Pistols?
Favourite Sex Pistol? Well, I mean, I always thought that Glenn was very sexy. But, I mean, and Steve's very funny, and John is John. Paul is the powerhouse, which cements the whole thing together. And it's, yeah, it's a band.
Close to your
family. Yes, we are. Well, as close as you can be without being swamped.
Since the beginning, thanks a lot, Pete Shelley.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day in Brighton.
Yes, and in Belgium next time.
Sid Vicious, he created the pogo, is it real?
I don't know. I never met Sid Vicious, but I knew about the pogo, so... But maybe that's his lasting legacy. Because it definitely wasn't anything musical.
And about Sid Vicious, you knew...
No, no, never met him. I've only ever seen Sex Pistols with Glenn playing bass.
That's before he...
Before and afterwards. I've seen Sex Pistols before and after Sid, but never with Sid.
Hello.
I heard he was a nice guy and I heard he liked this one.
And about Arthur Kane?
Who?
Arthur Kane, Killer Kane, the New York Doll.
I don't know, I never met him.
No?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
New York Dolls, Arthur Kane.
But I say New York Dolls was long before when we sat.